Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin. Bez Hashem, BPW, share number 111. That's Bayis Panimi joint share number 111. When the Sefer Shabbat Amenei Sayach, we're in a chapter called Cornerstones, and we talked about two foundations. We're going to go to foundation number three now. Foundation number three, act as his ally, an aspect of loyalty. The marriage that links you to your husband is with an extremely strong bond, and to encourage him with uplifting words when he's down, and shield his name, and praise his achievements. And for example, if he is a Baal Tefillah, beautiful, you praise him for that. If he gives speeches, you give him praise for that. If he does his business very well, you praise him for that. If he said a beautiful Dvar Torah by the Shabbos table, you praise him for that. A wise praise carries a tremendous amount of significance. Tremendous amount of significance. When your husband hears her say something like, when my husband makes something, it's superior quality, or he has a first-class merchandise, if it's about business, if let's say she's talking about his business, or his word is his word, all these positive aspects, and he hears it, and she expresses it to others, it's a tremendous, tremendous, beautiful thing that builds things up. It's very, very important to confirm your confidence in your husband by verbalizing your faith in him. And that support of an Eishes Chayil behind the husband gives him the capacity to work beyond his potential, to work on his potential and go beyond it. And it'll be tremendous bliss, it'll be tremendous bracha. The power of positive influence is tremendous, especially in a marriage and especially a wife towards a husband. She could do unbelievable things in building up her husband. Now, of course, we're talking about where a husband is a normal human being, has his flaws, whatever his flaws may be. But whatever it is, we're not talking about abusive situations or someone that's extremely toxic. Again, we always make that disclaimer just to be aware from people listening that know that that sometimes occurs. But so we do mention that from time to time. But for the most part, 90%+ of people, it works that way, that the building up and the seeing the potential and praising and building over a period of time gives strength and gives a person the desire to become better. And the opposite of that is pointing fingers and frictions and disputes and accusations and mocking comments and smirks and bickering and debates, which basically saps the energy out of a marriage and creates havoc and actually helps, unfortunately, I put helps in quotation, helps the person deteriorate. If there's negativity around your husband from your own negative behaviors towards him and overall, he's inclined to deteriorate. While if you behave in an uplifting way, then you uplift him as well. You have Michal Bas Shaul, famous in Tanakh, the daughter of Shaul, but the husband of David HaMelech, rescued him when Shaul, her father, was chasing him. Her foremost responsibility was to save her husband from those that wanted to kill him, including her father, who himself was anointed by Shmuel HaNavi, but that dedication, that loyalty. You have that same story with Rabbi Akiva's wife. It's brought down that basically that a neighbor blasted Rabbi Akiva to his wife, Rachel, you know, when she was left alone all those years when he went out to learn. Husband should not abandon his wife for so many years and leave her lonely, leave her forsaken. And she didn't succumb to that self-pity. And she took pride in it. She says that she heard, you know, and he overheard it. If only I would study for another 12 years. Again, we're not on that madrega to do something like that. But the idea being, though, is to build a person up. So he could be struggling sometimes or having a hard day. And at the end of the day, his energy is drained. And when he's greeted by a sympathetic and receptive wife, when he gets home with a smile, She actually is a healer of his wounds. He is his well of energy. He's the boost. She's the boost that he needs to forge ahead. Many husbands would say this, sometimes by a wedding, sometimes by an anniversary, sometimes by a simcha. I couldn't do this without you. And they mean it. And they mean it. Goes the other way around also, of course, when we talk to the men, how much they need to appreciate you, the wives, for everything you do for them, and that they need to encourage you as well and build you up and help you with everything. It's a two-way street. It's always a two-way street. That's foundation number three. To act like an ally, a supporter, with love and with confidence. Foundation number four is actual love. V'ahavta l'reacha kamecha. Of course, the word love is very often misused, but it's an inyan of true caring. True caring. In thought, in mind, in heart. Famous story, doesn't say here the name, but I think it was Rabbi Ari Levine, where he came, the doctor says, my wife's foot is hurting us. The Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh B'Zeh, we're all connected one to the other. We're one unabridged whole. That's the symbolism of Yaakov's 12 stones becoming one stone under his head. In a physical sense, we're separated into individual beings, and we have to respect individuality. We talked about that. But however, they're two parts to a whole. Bas Pliny L'Pliny, they're one. They're one. Hashem orchestrates many different factors to have a husband and wife marry. And in marriage, a man and woman join to make a single whole. And there's no greater opportunity to be mekayem the mitzvah of ahavta l'reacha kamecha than in marriage. Everything that you're providing for the other half, you're actually providing for yourself. You're providing for yourself. Husband associates everything. It's through the merit of his wife. It's through the merit of his wife. The whole married life would be and should be and needs to be under the premise of ahavta l'reacha kamecha. That should dominate the thoughts. Thoughts about your husband, about how to help him. Good thoughts, positive thoughts. He needs to do that for you as well. If they are negative thoughts and they could fester and they could swell, then we could chalila transgress the iser of leisisna esachicha b'lavecha, do not hate your brother in your heart. And that leads to terrible things. V'ahavta l'reacha kamecha is such a key to life. Every hour, every minute, every opportunity to fulfill this mitzvah. Every feeling of ahava and expressing it and appreciating it is ma'ir this mitzvah. Well, this is a good shmooze to talk about on overall Bein Adam L'Chaveray, you know, with your fellow man, and to love them, but especially in marriage, to welcome them home cheerfully and serve them as best as you can. And with this, you're being mekayim the mitzvah of v'ahavta l'reacha kamecha, like Neir Shabbos, like other mitzvahs that you do. Husband also needs to know. There's no difference. There's a mitzvah of tefillin and talis and every other mitzvah that he does, achilas matzah. Women also have that, achilas matzah, by Leil Seder night. Every kindness that you do for your husband, and you have in mind, v'ahavta l'reacha kamecha, you're mekayim a mitzvah, you're connecting to Hashem, you're having a nachas ruach, Hashem has a nachas ruach from you, and the Shechinah is shayra within you, and you get tzchar in olam haba for it, and tzchar in this world for it. Foundation number five is to see the strength within him. This is such a major yesod, the koyach of the Tzelem Elokim, the koyach of seeing within, to see the potential within. It is such a beautiful thing when one is able to do this. The expectation of a husband to build him up and to see the healthy aspects of what he could be, even if right now he's not there yet. That's a very important insight. Because sometimes we're disappointed. We're disappointed that a husband doesn't get up so early, he doesn't learn as much as we should, and so on and so forth. So it's understandable to somewhat be disappointed. But the correct approach is not to disparage, but to build him up. To build him up. Says here, very interesting, he brings down the love of Garti Vitayag Mitzvah Shamarti, that Yaakov said, when I lived with love and I kept all 613 mitzvahs, which is puzzling because he couldn't have observed it. There are mitzvahs Tully in the land, there's mitzvahs related to Kehanim in the base of Migdash. So what does it mean that he kept all the Tariyag mitzvahs? The answer is like this. You see, Lavan's home was all full of impurity, tumah, idol worship. The average person could not have kept any mitzvahs there. And Yaakov rose above it. He yearned to perform the mitzvahs. So Hashem considered as if he had performed those mitzvahs, because he yearned for it, and he himself created in that impure environment purity. In that impure environment of idol worship, the recognition of Hashem. So this is the way you look at it. When a woman's function is geared on that concept of internal, of it connecting to Hashem, of emuna, of bitachin, of simcha, and tahara, that's all hidden within her, and it's hidden within him. And you build them up. It's a tremendous, tremendous yisaid. To keep that, to recognize the inner kaychais of your husband, and to praise it, to see that nakuda, and to build them up. Foundation number six is to rely on a Rav. Nitziat d'shmaya, to have a correct mentor, and to guide, to have someone guide a couple, A Rav whose heart is in the right place and tries to lead as best as they could has special siyata d'shmaya. When they're a paisik and they're paskani halachas and they got to that point and they're a legitimate paisik, they get special siyata d'shmaya in paskening shilas. They do. And therefore, a Jewish home needs, as an agreement between a husband and wife, where they're going to go to, who they're going to ask, who's going to be the Rebbe in this matter, when they have these halachic questions. It could be anything pertaining to the home. It could be Hilchas Shabbos for Hilchas Shabbos. It could be, of course, the Taharas HaMishpacha aspects. Ideally, if they have a Rav that's also like gives guidance in life to guide them both, when they both have a dilemma that they need to work through. And sometimes they need questions, they have questions about the chinuch habanim and chinuch habanos or parnasa issues and things like that. So should not rely on just heavily on the husband and wife alone. The Rav, a good Rav, will share that responsibility with you by helping you make that decision. And of course, you comply by it and you all those questions to really run it by him. Should we switch our child from this school to the other school? Should we stay in Kailul or leave the workforce? Should we proceed with this medical procedure or not? All these uncertainties. And big tzaddikim always used to stress this. If you can't even, the Rebbes even used to say, many Rebbes, you know, can't reach me. But in our Kehillah, Baruch Hashem, you have beautiful Rabbim, Rabbeim, Muvhakim. Everyone should have a Meira Haira to help them. Ain simcha kataras asfekas. There's no simcha like resolving doubts. You present the situation to a Rav. You relate the facts properly. Best if the husband and wife are both there, so they both, he sees both the both picture. And if that is the case, and you know the Rav is Erlich, and you know the Rav is an Erlich Yid, and you know that he is a chush of a person, and you both decide to use him as a messenger of Hashem to guide you, then he becomes a messenger of Hashem to guide you. That's very, very important. And emuna in Chachamim and their brachis also. Now, it doesn't mean, of course, you trust Hashem and you turn to him purely and recognize only he could help you. But Hashem does want us also to have kavod for Talmidei Chachamim and to have emuna in their brachis. It's a famous story that two barren women appeared before Rabbi Yisrael Vizhnitz, asking for bracha for children. Years passed, both women returned, one had a baby, one was empty-handed. And the Rebbe said the difference between the two was obvious. One, after hearing my blessing, ran and chose already a baby carriage and crib. and the other woman did not. Now, that's just the story, but the idea being is faith in the bracha, and of course, continuing with that hope and emuna. So that's an important thing. We all need those, that guidance from a wise person, from a mentor, when we need to make those decisions in our personal lives, even individually and certainly in marriage. Bracha v'atzlacha.